Joss Whedon's Drifting Dreams, Volume 2. Call this one, Bars and Stars. Right, so last we left off, we was rearranging a bunch of braziers and learning about this cock and wizard Daniel's grand plans against the envoy when his envoys showed up. Bloody recursive envoy situation. Now these were these two right scary buggers and crazy bloody armor, wielding some kind of soul weapons and not giving a flying fuck about anything we did to attack them. So, not wanting to be completely annihilated, Algo and I formed a choke point while Goat Guy set up support behind our defense. And real quick-like, our thought was for me and the Stargazing Furball to do all we could to lock him up so his rubber band man could do his portal thing and get us all the bloody hell out of there. We threw out all the spells we had on that front while Ice got a bit of a head ringer from it. Still, we managed to slow him down long enough to make a right hasty retreat to our trusty base. And after hopping back, we suddenly remembered it was opening night. So let's just say, the Bad Habit is now officially the hottest new place in town, and Rubber Bandman and I are officially the best demonic chicken tamers in town, and our girl got propositioned by an incubus. Suffice to say, the whole operation is going right smashingly, and I expect we'll be branching out soon enough. Before calling in at night, Rubber Bandman, Furball, and Goat Guy read some of the books that we nabbed from Daniel's place, which pointed us in the next direction. After celebrating our raging success, it was back to business, and we whisked ourselves away to Eggron and the Marcunian Empire in search of the magic star maps that Furball and Tensi would like to peruse at length, and which should point us at how to stop this envoy and his minions. But first, of course, we had to work out some bureaucratic bullshit at the official office of assholes or whatever, which I tune out as always. That's the shite that Goat Guy and our girl are best at, and apparently they did cut us a deal to get into the forbidden zone of the city and get the goods was what we need. A Furball was practically having a seizure at how long it was all taken, which I can sympathize with. So the next hoop in his Byzantine bullshit was to meet with his fancy face as fuck by the name of Wellung down on the docks. He does at least seem to share a grudge against the envoy too, so here's the mutually aligned interests. He promised us access in exchange for some future favor to be named. I've not ever been particularly my favorite position to be in, but he seems honest enough for a twat without a face, that is. So, on we go to the next stage of our journey. I'm a far, far away from Dunwick now, and you all, but hopefully in the end, all this is in service of seeing you again, my loves. Until then, cheers.